Bloomberg Brief. News, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts.
And time now for the Bloomberg Brief on sustainable finance. Siobhan Wagner joins us, editor of the Bloomberg Sustainable Finance Brief. And have you thought much about what the OPEC deal does to clean energy? Siobhan has, and good morning. Tell us.
Well, for our readers, we look at kind of like a broad spectrum of clean technology. So kind of when it comes to oil, the most interesting thing is electric vehicles and how that could impact demand. Because when you look on the energy production side, you know, oil isn't really that competitive in terms of production when looking against, coal, for example, something like that. Anyway, so when looking at electric vehicles, it's interesting because what's happening in the oil markets now is kind of becoming a little less relevant. If you look at kind of the cost of electric vehicles now, they are kind of coming down, and that seems to be kind of more interesting to consumers. And there's also, a lot of different policies that are going up around the world, in China and the U.S., for instance, that are kind of trying to curb emissions from vehicles.
Now, if oil prices fall, one would think it should crimp demand for electric vehicles.
Yeah, I mean, there is a risk to that. But, as I mentioned, it is all about the price. You know, you've got tax breaks, particularly in China, that are helping sales. You've got, and then you've got a number of car companies that not just Tesla, but General Motors, BMW, Nissan, that are putting their money and their reputations behind electric vehicles on the bet that the consumer demand will be there. And there's some figures from the International Energy Agency. Basically, last year there was a million sales of electric vehicles, and the IEA expects that to grow to 150 million by 2040.
Yesterday the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency moved to lock in existing fuel economy and emissions targets. Of course, that could all change in the new Trump administration. He's not known to be a big clean energy supporter.
Yeah. I mean, well, there's obviously the risk that, Donald Trump could lead to an unraveling of the kind of global effort to reduce carbon emissions. This could increase oil demand, which would, funny enough, also increase prices possibly, so that it's kind of difficult to predict if that actually, how that would impact electric vehicle sales. An interesting thing to look at in the U.S., though, is there is a federal tax credit for plug-in electric vehicles. Now, a Republican-led U.S. Congress may not extend those tax credits as they require annual renewal. This means they could be phased out in 2018. Yet that might have little impact on sales. That's because tax credits are designed to phase out anyway for plug-in EVs once an automaker has sold at least 200,000 qualifying vehicles. And Bloomberg New Energy Finance forecasts that some car makers are set to surpass that cap in 2017 or 2018. And they noted that pre-orders for the Tesla Model 3 alone are approaching 400,000.
Siobhan Wagner is the editor for the Bloomberg Sustainable Finance Brief. You can read Siobhan's analysis and other news, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts in the Bloomberg Brief digital newsletters. Sign up now at bloombergbriefs.com, or for terminal customers, use the function Brief Go. Siobhan, thank you very much.